Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Boring Habits Podcast. My name is Devon Jackson, and I'm here with my best friend, Damon Clemens. And today we're going to talk about habits that you can have that are going to help you improve and maybe find balance on your wellness journey. Today we're going to talk about, you know, habits that you can have to help improve and, you know, find balance in your wellness. Now, like, I know there's a lot of content out there. A lot of them are telling you what wellness is. But we obviously, you know, are going through this journey with everyone there at home. And so we just want to kind of have a conversation about what we view wellness as. We want to talk about the strategies and things that we have gone through, the journey that we've been on. But we also want to hear from everybody at home. We obviously want to hear what you view wellness as. What does it mean to you? Because it's very personal. And so we want to hear about it. We want to hear about your journey. And, you know, then we can share and we can figure out and learn and grow from one another is kind of what I'm hoping to see here.
Yeah, for sure.
Talk to us, like, what are we going to go through today, man?
Yeah, man, today we're going through the six pillars of wellness, why wellness is so important, the approaches to wellness, and then different roles when you don't have wellness as a priority, how that can actually affect you in a dangerous way when you're going all in. And then we're going to end up giving you five ways you can balance that wellness with achieving your goals.
I guess the first thing you said we're going to talk about is the types of wellness. You said there's six types. You know, the interesting thing, bro, before this episode, you know, I was obviously, you know, trying to research, make sure that I had some opinions on the types of wellness there were. And there's so many different things. Some are saying like, oh, there's four. One says there's eight. One says there's 10. And they all have great reasons for it. And So what I found is, like, it is very much personal. You figure out what it is for you. And so I just want to, you know, kind of talk through what the six were for me. And then we'll see if it resonates with you as well. So for me, it was like, okay, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, social, and occupational. Those are the six.
I think those are pretty fundamental to your life and everything. Like, without one of these pillars and all that, you probably would feel empty or a void in your life. Yeah. And I have this experience where, like, let's say I'm more into the social aspect. And I'm trying to be this version of a standard of a man or whatever, right? So I'm trying to go to the parties. I'm trying to, like, get, like, girls, like, pretty much the hyper version of what a man is. I end up losing on the spiritual side. And after a while of, accumulating these habits, I end up becoming morally bankrupt. And so that's where we have to find that balance. But, like, all right, cool. Like, I need to make sure that I'm leveled on in every area of my life right now.
You know, I love that you're saying this because I think they're all very interconnected, right? So, you know, you all often think of, like, you get stressed at work, then you come home and maybe you could have high blood pressure. You can start gaining weight. You'll see things like that happen.
Yeah.
You could feel, let's say, physically tired, and then all of a sudden you can't mentally think, you know? Or you could be mentally, let's say, overstimulated by your environment, and then it creates a emotional anxiety. So, like, you can see there's so much interconnectedness between all of this. And as soon as one gets out of whack, the other ones get out of whack, too. I want to know something that, like, I actually found kind of interesting, and I wanted to just touch on this point really quick, is we have all of these different types of wellness. And just as, like, evidence of how interconnected they are,
right,
is there's a research that says that employees that have good physical, mental, and emotional health perform better in the workplace. So you look at these physical, emotional, and mental wellness categories or domains, and you can see how they all of a sudden apply to this occupational wellness as well. And to me, I just want to drill home that you even trying to do one, you have to understand that, like, as soon as you don't have another, you will start seeing gaps. Like, one will impact the other.
Right.
So it's going to be really important to look at this picture holistically.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like I said, if you focus on one thing only and all that, like, you're neglecting others. And that's where it can be a detriment to your life at that point.
And, you know, the thing is, as we go through these, I kind of want to also talk about, like, why is it these six? Why is this so important? And to me, it's like the fundamental basis of our life. I think we're like low-key trying to spend our whole life to achieve and find balance and wellness. And I know that sounds like an extreme thing to say. But if I rephrase it, I could say in life, you want to feel capable, you want to feel free, happy, whole, accepted, and like you're having an impact, like you're doing something that matters. And if you map all of those things to the individual wellness domains that I talked about, you'll see that if you can do those things, like your life will be, extremely positive, and you'll be going in the right direction. And as soon as you drop one, you'll find it starts impacting others.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar to like you have a roadmap of some sorts where you're trying to hit like these big goals, make sure that your life is fulfilling. Let's say you're trying to get to destination A, B, C, and D, but you also have to take trips, different trips around in order to get to those destinations.
I wouldn't even say like ABC is different destinations.
Okay.
It almost like, think of it like different like pit stops. You know, you're at point A, you're at point A and you need to get to point B, right? And trying to just get straight there, you're gonna ruin yourself. But like, you know, I think of wellness, are these different domains of wellness as like, okay, you're gonna need to stop at different pit stops the whole way throughout to get to that overall wellness. And I think the way you're describing it could be the same thing too as well. Like I just think it's different pictures, mental models. There's somebody named Bronnie, not Bronnie James, but Bronnie Ware. She's an author. And so she spent some time with people right before they were going to die. They call it palliative care. It's like care for people who are getting ready to die.
Okay.
They'll be dying or they have a serious illness, which is terminal, I guess I should say. And so she spent this time, you know, Bronnie Ware spent some time talking to seniors who are getting ready to die 3 to 12 weeks later. And she just had conversations about like their lives.
Yeah.
What did they enjoy? What did they regret about it? And so she actually wrote a book, and she had 5 dying regrets. And if you go through them, it's very much like, oh, I wish that I would have been more of myself. I wish that I would have spent more time with family or like whatever it may be. And when you look at these things, they all connect to wellness in some way. And this is why I firmly believe that like wellness is really what we're trying to achieve in this life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't think we always like formulate it in that way. Like we have this show, Boring Habits. We talk about habits, but it's also that you can achieve these different types of wellness that are important to you.
It's about like keeping like the end in mind, like making sure that when you have your last dying breath, or what people say about you, or what do you feel like your life, how was it fulfilling for you?
Now, I kind of want to go and shift into maybe like some ways that people approach this. Because, you know, we kind of talked about like, oh, you know, this car reference where, you know, you have to get from point A to point B. And I think people hear wellness and they may not think about it in all the dimensions. And they may approach it in ways that are detrimental in the long run. So one of them I've actually done personally, which is this like constant shuffle. It's basically where you're not putting any focus at any period of time on one particular one. You may be trying to, you know, improve your physical and mental at the same time, or you may be trying to improve your emotional and occupational at the same time. And it's not saying that that is necessarily bad, but it's sometimes overloading it where you're not doing good on any of them. And I'll give you the example that I experienced. There was a point where I was like, you know what? I want to get in shape. I want to read more. I want to like do all of these things. I was on a treadmill, you know, speed walking while trying to read a book and the thing bouncing. And I was like, you know what? I'm not focused on the book. I'm not focused on the treadmill.
Eventually, there'll be some kind of sacrifice. And I think it really depends on like where you're at that moment to figure out what I should focus on, right?
I agree. I think finding that balance is so important. And I think it is something that is underrated for a lot of people. So, you know, kind of going into like this approach of someone being all in and
You know,
tell me more about like that all in though.
Yeah. And I think when you're neglecting your wellness, when you're trying to do like too much, like trying to like over focus on different areas, you get to a point where you pretty much just taking on too much responsibility. And usually a lot of roles that kind of fit into this are like, you hear like the hustle mentality, like I gotta get seven sources of income where you're investing in different things, or you got seven different businesses and everything, but you don't have time for your family, or you have somebody who's working out too much. We just said that, where like you're working out so much that like you're neglecting, it's actually counterintuitive, your own health, if you do too much high intensity stuff. We have teachers and caretakers where like they're so poured into others, students, patients, or just other people, that they forget to bring some of that energy back into themselves to recharge so they can help others. And then you also have even occupational, we're trying to get that promotion where you're so dedicated and trying to get better, like so like to get to that next level, that you forego other pillars that is beneficial to your life long term.
Bro, you said so much and all of it is so good. I want to like touch on a couple of these things. So like,
okay, bet. Which one you want to talk about?
The hustle culture thing.
Yeah.
I got to take a second to talk about this, because like it is, I have a
it's
war.
ISO. Let them cook.
Let me cook. No, I have a war against the hustle culture type of thing, you know? It's so toxic, man. This concept that like you need to go and balance, you know, 1,000 different jobs. You got to work 24/7. You know, grind. And it's like, that's not how you actually lead a very fulfilling life. That's actually not how you achieve success. Like, you know, it's not how, you know, things just generally work. That's not how most people become millionaires. None of those things.
It's not really authentic or realistic. Like, it could be authentic to them, because like, I feel like a lot of times, like when, particularly with hustler culture and all that, is a lot of times you hear like they don't have kids, and so people who have kids and all that, that's not really realistic to like being able to like dedicate time to everything else besides their kids, because
if you're in a relationship, like period.
Exactly. And a lot of times when you realize what's going on with their real life and all, they like, oh, that doesn't seem so cool after a while, like, because you get so burnt out after a while.
Or if you have a social life.
Like
anything where you have human contact.
Yeah, and that's the thing
that like, actually makes you happy, you know.
Yeah, and because it's so focused on financial that the other pillars are at risk and everything. And so that's where it becomes a thing overall with these different roles, is that you take on so much responsibility that it feels like the weight of the world is on you after a while. And that's something that I've experienced, where like I'm like, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. Like, it's so many things in my mind that I'm like, what should I do? I'm thinking I should continue going, but my mind's my other mind is telling me, yo, you need a break. But I'm pushing that down, like, nah, bro, like that's weak. But that's something that we need to kind of overcome in order to have a balanced and fulfilling life long term.
That is so big. And like, you talked about the promotional thing as well.
Yeah.
And I definitely have experienced that aspect where, like, you know, overworking in that way, where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna work morning to night, all these type of things, and it's just super hard to actually be effective. And what you'll see is some amount of diminishing returns. And so, you know, you mentioned this part of, you start taking on more than you can actually handle. And I think that's something you'll see. Like, you know, people think if I work more, I'll finally accomplish those things that I need to do. But really what you end up doing, because you have more time, you'll take on more things and you'll do more things poorly. So you have to be really focused on doing like the small set of things and doing them really well. Like, you have to be able to focus in on things.
Yeah, and that's actually, you touched on that, where like after you're doing this all in approach after a while, like you see that the performance will decrease. You'll see you're sacrificing your well-being. You see you have signs of burnout, you're stressed out, and then end up lacking motivation because maybe you're not fulfilling those goals as much, or you're not getting certain fulfillment like you thought you would and everything. And so that's something that we want to make sure that you avoid, and make sure we avoid too, as we're tackling new things and new skills as well, right? I think the mental aspect of being so all in to different pillars of our life and all that, or just like just trying to focus on so many things, or focus on one thing with neglecting the others, you end up becoming a mental stress on you, where after a while it can become isolated. Like, if you're not getting that fulfillment in your family or your relationship or just the more part of the social thing and all that, you can become, like, isolated and just lonely and all that.
I actually wanted to go back and talk a little bit about these, like, signs of draining wellness. Because, you know, when you look at all of them, it's so crazy to me that they're all related to some extent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about you feel tired, okay, then you crave energy, okay? You crave this energy, and then you keep on crashing, you don't feel good. Well, then you start feeling this, like, lack of motivation. You start feeling like you're nothing is going right. So then you start feeling like, you know, you're depressed or, you know, just not feeling great. In this. And then what was that, the last one again?
Your health declines, so you end up getting sick.
Yeah, and I think all of those things, well, then you start ignoring the things that you really need to do for wellness in other parts more and more, and it just keeps on getting worse and worse. And, yeah. I think this is one of those things where you start off and it doesn't seem that bad, and you're like, oh, it's fine. And then it gets bad. And, like, the thing is, when it gets bad, it's you know, I don't want to say it's too late, but, like, you know, it's something that you want to be looking at before it gets bad. You don't want to be in the situation of fixing a problem. You want to be in the space of preventing a problem if possible.
Right, right. And that leads into five ways, actually, we can actually improve our wellness and reduce that burnout ahead of time, right?
Okay.
And so for the first one, we have setting boundaries, right? Learning when to say no. If we consider time as our most valuable asset, right? We look at our emotional bank as that. And let's say when we're fulfilling other people's requests, that's a withdrawal from that bank. And the more we do this and the more we don't put back into our bank or deposit or invest back into our bank and all that, we end up becoming overdraft or a negative balance. And yeah, that where it leads to signs of stress, signs of burnout, and end up being depleted after a while.
So, I mean, you know, here you're saying that someone needs to be able to set boundaries with other people. I'm going to, like, double down on that. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think they also need to be able to set boundaries with themselves. And mm-hmm. So I love the example that you gave earlier where you were talking about, you know, you say, I'm going to only eat this on Saturdays. That's mm-hmm. a boundary that you have to set with yourself, because, like, the hardest person to say no to is yourself, you know, because you'll find ways to convince yourself that, like, oh, well, you know, I worked out today, or, like, I did this. I just, like, you know, you'll convince yourself. So I love this first one. Set boundaries. Love it.
Yeah. So what's the second one, though?
The second one, it's finding activities that are going to help push you, and then finding activities that are going to help you relax for each wellness category. So you can look at it. The first one, physical. You may want to exercise to help push you versus, let's say, getting a massage to help relax you. Mm-hmm. Then you can look at the mental, and you can say maybe you want to go learn something new, go study versus meditating, just, you know, getting into a space of boredom or somewhere around there. Then you could say for emotional that maybe you want to practice deep empathy versus, let's say, going to your happy place and doing a hobby, just something that you enjoy that just makes you feel good and happy and warm on the inside, right?
Yeah.
Then for spirituality, maybe you find something that allows you to be selfish for something versus finding something that allows you to be a little bit selfless. For social, this really depends on the type of person you are, right? Because some people are very extroverted, some are introverted, some really like social situations, others don't. So for the thing that's going to push you, you know, if you really like being alone, try being in a highly sociable situation. If you are someone who enjoys being in these highly sociable situations, well, then the thing that can help push you is maybe, like, spending some time by yourself, mm-hmm. right? And finding ways to enjoy that time with yourself.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, something that helps you relax is often, for most people, is being around your chosen tribe. And then for the next one, which is occupational, this is all about, like, finding the purpose, finding impact. So, you know, for the challenge, I mean, for the you know, pushing yourself, it is finding a challenge at work that is going to create meaningful impact, like something that is not super easy to get done, but, like, will make you think, make you work, and really, you know, get invested in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus on the other side, it's maybe just unplugging from work and turning off the notifications. And I have to say, this has been one of the hardest lessons for me. Yeah. But like, it is so valuable being able to like create that separation.
Yeah, and I think that kind of leads into what I'm like for the third one, implementing the check-in. I think making sure you have these pillars in balance and all that. Like after about a few weeks or so, when you're going through these different pillars and trying to grow and all that, have a check-in. Reflect on how you've been doing. Reflect on, are you hitting your key performance goals? And then see how you're feeling physically, mentally, socially, occupational. Like, are you still on track to accomplishing what you want to and being fulfilled?
When you do that, do you ever view like an older version of yourself as you do this check-in? Like to envision like what you want to be?
Yeah, a little bit. I think if as long as I'm hitting the goals for the short term, I know it's going to end up going to the long term.
Because you set a long term
goal. Yeah, yeah. So I broke up the long term goal for like, let's say 10 years or so, and broke it down to like 5 to 1 into monthly, then weekly. Oh, and as long as I'm hitting the weekly goals, I know that I'm going it's only a matter of time, right? And so in that sense,
this is interesting because I personally, and I know a few people who have challenges like getting started doing stuff for that long-term future version of you.
Yeah,
and
it's
because, you know, you almost don't view this older version of you as a real person.
You haven't met them yet.
Right? And so it's so hard to tell, like, you know, a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old that, like, hey, don't do that or don't eat that or don't go out here because, like, it's going to affect you when you're 60. And, like, 60 so far away. I may never even get to it, right?
Yeah.
And so you almost have to, like, really, at least for me, like, to conceptualize, you know, this older version of myself and say, like, okay, this is going to be my long-term vision. And then, like, as I do that check-ins, I make sure that I'm keeping that older Devon in mind and saying, like, let's set them up for success.
Yeah, I think that becomes where you gain true wisdom when you keep that in mind, essentially.
Well, that was deep. Dang. And they said you couldn't do it. No. So, number four, my brother. I think the next one for me is you just got to keep iterating. You got to find what works for you, your balance. I have said this earlier on, but, like, wellness is personal. And so, you know, I have my 6. You might have 7. You might have 8. Find out what that is. You might also have a different balance. I might spend a little bit more of my time on, let's say, the emotional or the mental, while someone else may spend more time on the physical and occupational. And, like, that's okay. Yeah. As long as you're not neglecting any of these things and you just find a balance that works for you in your life.
And so for the fifth one for me, or I guess for the people and everything, is like making sure that you reconnect with your family and friends, doing hobbies with them. Like if you're long distance, call them on the phone, right? Check up on them and everything. If you're in person with them, go out to eat with them. Go golfing or something, or go to the movie theaters and just hang out and everything, so you can recharge that pillar and then being able to have a more fulfilling life.
Have you ever actually felt out of touch with your family or friends? Like, have you ever felt disconnected?
For sure. Especially, like, when it's been, like, a year or two like that, and we're talking, I'm like, dang, I feel like I kind of outgrown each other a little bit. Now, I'm like, and that's a sign, like, you know what, I should probably keep up more with you to understand, like, where you're, because I'm, like, the same. Sometimes I'm in the, when it's, I feel a disconnect, I almost want to rekindle what we had without really understanding where we're at. And so it becomes this battle, like, in the middle of a conversation. I'm like, man, I'm like, I'm not getting the same laughs. The joke's not hitting the same, or we don't really have the same perspective sometimes. And so that balance is where I think continuing to check up on them and making sure that they're cool, I think, can help grow, even though you're, like, growing different areas in your life.
You know, that is so big, because I think that, like, you and I, we've been best friends for quite some time. And, you know, you think about it, like, the version of us when we met in college is not the version of ourselves today at all. We talk about different things. The depth of our conversations are different. Like, there's so much that is different. And, like, you know, there's so many times where, you know, we weren't in the same space for a couple years, and every time I come back, I notice you're different. And it is something. It is a process of like, okay, this is a different Damon than the Damon that I knew before. Mm-hmm. How do I, you know, grow and love this, you know, version of you in that time? So yeah, that's big. I also wanted to say that I've definitely had this experience of realizing that I was like disconnected from people, and I didn't even know that I was that disconnected. And it was at your wedding where like all of our friends were there and we were like talking. I was like, it's been how many years? Like, it's crazy long sometimes some of those conversations. I mean, how long it's been since having conversations with some people. So yeah, like, you don't have to keep in touch with everybody, but like, keep in touch with the people who matter. And like, I need to be better on that. So I'm working on that one.
Yeah. And with that being said, like, if you made it this far into the video, like, we greatly appreciate you, man. Like, just getting through all what we're talking about, we hope that you found value. Cause I feel like this was actually a really cool conversation, talking about wellness and talking about the risk of going all in and, or taking on someone's responsibility, that you end up neglecting different important areas of your life. Right. And so at the end of the day, we want a fulfilling life. And so incorporating these strategies of being, you know, having a boundary and everything, setting those boundaries, finding growth and relaxing activities and all that, and implementing that check-in, self-reflecting on how I'm doing and everything is important. Making sure to iterate on that balance, like as part of that check-in, we're sorry, cool. Like, maybe I need to do something different, or I need to focus on this area. And then make sure that we reconnect with our group, our friends, our family, to help recharge us so we can keep going and keep that motivation up. Thad, is there anything else you want to help summarize?
You know, always, not help summarize, but there is one thing. I always have at least one thing.
Yeah.
But I just want people at home to know, like, wellness is so fundamental. And I said it, you know, earlier on, but it is what we are trying to achieve in this life, right? And so don't neglect any part of it. Really take your time, become a better version of you, and just make sure that you feel good in every single aspect and figure out what wellness means to you.
With that being said, there is a quote by Mark Halperin. Sufficient sleep, exercise, healthy food, friendship, and peace of mind are necessities, not luxuries. And so, ooh, I think that summarizes essentially what we're trying to give out, essentially, like, making sure these are pillars of our life and all that, and make sure these things are at a high balance.
Yeah I'm excited because, like, we gave so many good strategies and habits that are going to help people get there. So that's dope yeah. quote.
If you found different wellness strategies that you've implemented in your life, like, definitely share that in the comments, or if you felt like it was a good episode, comment down below, like, share with your people and all that, for like, who can have value in this video, and subscribe to all to us on all platforms, man. So with that being said, y'all, we are out. Peace.